tonight, I want to tag this lesson, Overcoming Obstacles. Overcoming Obstacles. Mark chapter 16, verse 3 and 4. Mark 16, verse 3 and 4. This is what it says. And they asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. Overcoming obstacles. The resurrection event ranks with the virgin birth as the foundation stone of our faith. Jesus, our Christ, the Christ, was born without sin on that Friday. He died with the fullness of our sins upon him. And on Resurrection Sunday, he rose from the dead, a glorious, victorious, sin and death defeating Lord. He was born without sin. He died with the fullness of our sins. And he rose from the dead, victorious over sin. As with his birth, at his death and resurrection, our God provided eyewitnesses that none could successfully disclaim or deny the resurrection. God always gets his own witnesses. Think about it. At his birth, there were shepherds and wise men. At his death, people came from miles to see. And now at the empty tomb, there are the women, the disciples, and the multiple appearances the risen Christ makes during the next 40, 50 days. And I believe that God does all of this event authentication so that it is absolutely impossible for anyone to miss the chance to experience the greatest gift of all. Don't you know if someone misses Jesus in their lives with all the authentication that heaven has given, then that person is really requesting a reservation for hell's eternity. If anybody turned their back on all the obvious, the easy to view and embrace proofs that God loves us in Christ Jesus, then hell is where they want to go. Core and content in our witnessing obligation to our family and our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, our schoolmates must be the birth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection. That makes the glorious good news of the gospel. And so much of this charismatic prosperity preaching, we rush to make people feel good and many times neglect to embrace the resounding of the truth that he was born, he lived, he died, he was buried, he rose again, and he's yet living. That's the glorious good news of the gospel. The moment the resurrection is authenticated with the eyewitnesses' account of the women in the text that I read, God initiated a stream of messages of hope, victory, joy, and trust that have never ceased to this day. That makes resurrection more than just a historical one-time event. Resurrection is a continuous experience in the lives of all who accept Jesus. Hallelujah. Think about it. Message after message, truth after truth, encouragement after encouragement, hope after hope keeps resonating and resounding. As quickly as his rising takes place on that first Sunday morning, the message, the hope, the joy, the truth start pouring out for our faith. And these two verses are one of those messages. The women on their way are asking each other, who's going to remove the stone from the entrance? There was an actual stone, a huge rock, too much to move or manage by themselves, too heavy. That stone was blocking the way into the space they wanted to access. And that's another definition of an obstacle. An obstacle is the thing that's blocking your forward progress. And in our lives, you know, there are stones, there are barriers, there are hindrances, there are obstacles that can be daunting in our walk of faith. Obstacles. They range from physical to emotional to financial to domestic to marital to economical to business to psychological to spiritual. Whatever it is that poses as a blockage between your heart and your hand in the rendering of service to God, that's an obstacle. And everybody's got one. Everybody's got something they wish they didn't have to deal with. The heart and the hand can be ever so willing, but the heaviness of the obstacle can be overwhelming. Hallelujah. So look in these verses as we glean some resurrection truth. Number one, they recognize the stone as an obstacle in the way. There's some matters in one's pathway of spiritual service that are just too much to handle alone. Faith is never a denial of reality, but a declaration that there is always a way in him, through him, and by him. Faith never denies reality, but faith declares that in Jesus, through Jesus, by Jesus, I can make this journey. This stands against the just don't claim it proposition. Denial of the reality of an obstacle does not remove it. You can say just don't claim it all day long, and the matter is still blocking your progress. Faith faces it and never doubts that there is a solution, an answer. You never hear one word from the women on their way to the tomb that's tantamount to, we don't know what we're going to do. You must always know that he's going to do what you cannot do. So don't ever, in the words of my mother, fix your lips to say you don't know what you're going to do in a sense of resignation or giving up. But always say, I know he's going to do what I cannot do. Here's another view. These women never stop walking toward the tomb. Now, they know the stone is covering the entry, but they still hid that way. There is no such territory in the Christian service as the sideline. Victory comes as we steady our march. Now, this may be a word to a person who is diagnosed with a chronic or terminal condition. And let me tell you, whenever I see or hear the word terminal, I declare God sets the terms, not the disease, not the diagnosis, not the doctor, but God sets the term. It's His terms we trust. Hallelujah. So I'm not afraid of that word terminal, because it just reminds me to meet it with faith by saying God sets the terms. Glory to His name. So notice from the walking women, you don't have to have all the answers to stay on the pathway. Just keep putting one foot in front of the others. It's not a stand of faith, but it's a walk of faith. So they never stop walking toward the tomb, although they know that there's an obstacle there. Here's another. They receive new revelations because they refuse to retreat. They meet the heavenly angel who gives them the first empty tomb press release. And here's the real big deal. These women are the first to encounter the resurrection Lord in His resurrection body. They see Him. They touch Him. They speak to Him. And they worship Him. Wouldn't you agree with the preacher? What a way to start the day. And this is just day one. You don't know what revelation. You don't know what prize. You don't know what profit. You don't know what reward. You don't know what blessing. You don't know what benefit. Hallelujah. You don't know what uplift the risen Lord has for you as a result of your first move. There's always more in store. Just keep putting one step of faith in front of the other step of faith. Who am I talking to tonight? And God has new revelations as a reward because you didn't retreat. Hallelujah. So let me give you just a few golden nuggets additionally. A, make sure you're in the will of God, doing work that God can put His name on. His will is His work. Ask yourself, would Jesus approve of my participation, my engagement, my involvement? Is there scripture to confirm what I'm doing? B, don't ask God to move anything out of your way until you get in His way. I think I want to say that again. Do not ask God to move anything out of your way until you get in His way. The Lord's got only one obligation to a person who is not saved, and that is to send conviction his or her way, so that they will say, Lamb of God, I come. The Lord has only one obligation to a non-repentant saved person, and that is to give grace and mercy to point him or her back to the path. A, B, and here's C. Get ready to receive something you've never experienced before. Those women never, ever experienced what they experienced on that resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. So we can overcome obstacles. My best friend, he's a brilliant illiterate with words, and I almost feel like saying what Norman Owens would say. He put it this way: obstacles are opportunities for the omnipotent to overcome or to orchestrate so that which overwhelms us cannot oppose us any longer. Hallelujah. That's a mouthful. He takes 20 words to say without saying three. But let me say it again because it sounds so good. Obstacles are opportunities for the omnipotent to overcome or to orchestrate so that which overwhelms us cannot oppose us any longer. I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm glad I am one of the resurrection voices testifying that the stone is gone. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. And that's the word of faith which I teach on tonight. Glory to the name of the risen Savior Jesus. Amen.